Blackburn Ice Arena with head coach Stephen Foster. A proper cup final tie, that one. 100 miles an hour. Both teams giving it everything. We're fortunate enough to be coming out on with a two-goal lead, but actually fully deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the boys showed true character today. Considering, obviously, some people might or might not know, we've had no ice all week. So not exactly the best preparation, but it showed true character by the boys to just come out here, and we started off on fire right from the beginning. And it could have gone either way. The whole game was just frantic back and forth. And when you've got the best two teams going toe-to-toe like that, it must be fantastic from a fan's point of view to watch that. And there's going to be more of that tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. And as you say, it really could have gone either way. But the boys have brought the shooting sticks tonight. 3-0 up in the first 3 minutes. You must have been in dreamland.
Oh, absolutely. And you've just got to be careful, because obviously they came back a little bit after that. But it's just trying to take stock and just not taking your foot off the gas. Blackburn came back into it a little bit, but we were quite resilient a lot of the stuff tonight. A few things we want to work on ready for tomorrow. But like I say, like the character there. The boys getting through that after not being on the ice, getting through, because some of them were absolutely shattered by the end of that. So it's going to be a case of regrouping tonight, get something decent to eat and drink, and I'm sure we're going to be packed there tomorrow, because hopefully we're going to be the ones lifting that trophy, and we want the fans to be loud and proud. We know Blackburn are going to bring loads of fans. We need to make sure we outdo them, make sure we've got plenty of people there, and cheer on the boys, and we'll look to get you the result.
Well, they started the music for us just at the wrong time, but a bit of a shout out for the fans that have travelled tonight. I think that's possibly the best showing we've seen from a Billingham away fans since Solway in the cup final a couple of years ago. Loud all night, red flags flying. I hope the boys got a real buzz off it.
Oh, absolutely. I think it was both ways. The boys put something on the ice that was good for them to see. They then reciprocated and made sure they were there, giving us that support, and rallied us all the way home. So thank you everybody who's come out. We'll see you all tomorrow, and let's be lifting that trophy, and let's all celebrate together.